Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Mark, M-A-R-K, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D. Mark Fitzgerald is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his right hand at work on 11-4-20. Appeared on that occasion an 8x8-inch, 16-foot-long log rolled onto the right palmar side of his hand. Appeared he did go to Atlantic Care Emergency Room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a nerve problem. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared he did undergo an injection to the hand without relief. Appeared, new paragraph, as per the records supplied, Mr. Fitzgerald was seen on 4/19/21 by Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N, period. The handwritten note from that date apparently indicates a diagnosis of neuropathy and radiculopathy. Period. The recommendation was for him to see neurosurgery. Period. He followed up with Dr. Tulipan on 6/7/21. Period. He had injured the right thumb in November 2020. Period. He then underwent an anterior cervical discectomy infusion, but has had continued residual symptoms located at the radial aspect of his right hand. Period. He experiences numbness as well as burning type pain at the volar and dorsal aspects of the thumb and first web space. Period. He had been on gabapentin for a while, but has not seen pain management. Period. He denied weakness in the hand. Period. He was taking Percocet, comma, gabapentin, comma, tramadol, comma, and cyclobenzaprine. Period. Exam found negative Tinel's test in the dorsal radial sensory nerve path and at the carpal tunnel. But he has subjectively decreased light touch sensation in the volar aspect of the thumb, comma, index finger, comma, and radial palm, as well as the dorsal first web space, comma, dorsal thumb, comma, and dorsal index finger. Period had 5/5 strength throughout, warm, well-perfused digits throughout. Period has normal sensation in the ulnar hand. Period Dr. Tulipan's diagnosis was contusion of the right hand. Period. He still had painful paresthesias. Period, although this could be due in part to a contusion of the superficial nerves, it is also consistent with the cervical radiculopathy. Period, there was not any evidence of a discrete peripheral neuropathy that would benefit from surgical intervention. Period, Dr. Tulipan recommended he see pain management. Period, he was going to return to Dr. Tulipan on an as-needed basis. Period. He saw Dr. Tulipan again on 8/4/22. Period. He had continued numbness, tingling, and pain in the thumb, thumb index, and long finger, as well as the dorsal and volar first web space. Period. He had a nerve conduction study performed, but did not know where it was done or what the results were. Period. Dr. Tulipan performed a corticosteroid injection to the right wrist. Period. He thought the paresthesias on both the dorsal radial sensory and the median nerve distribution was more concerning for a cervical source rather than a peripheral nerve compression. Period. He returned on that. He appeared to have last been seen on 8/4/22. Appeared in a paragraph. Mr. Fitzgerald was seen by orthopedist Dr. Barr on 10/18/21. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury and that the wood that fell on his hand weighed somewhere between 300 and 400 pounds. By the following day, he went to occupational health and then was referred to Rothman. He did 4 weeks of physical therapy and a therapy period. He had a subsequent injury at work. But he was back working and slipped and fell, using his right arm to break his fall. He then underwent cervical spine surgery by Dr. Woods and was currently in therapy for his cervical spine. Period. He complained of 10/10 hand pain at the present, and it averages 11/10. Pretty had trouble with various activities involving the hand. Period. He had been working at the insured for 2 years and was currently on light duty. Period. He had been out of work entirely since the cervical spine surgery. Period. This was done on 2/7/21. Involving anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. Period. He was currently taking prednisone for an unrelated issue, as well as gabapentin and oxycodone. Period. Dr. Barr's exam found he had full digital range of motion. Appeared to nails and phalanx were negative at the wrist. Appeared there was no instability to his thumb. Appeared strength was 5+/5 throughout manual muscle testing. Appeared he complained of pain and tenderness over the dorsum of his hand and over the thumb. Appeared 2-point discrimination was 6 millimeters in all digits. Period. His assessment was contusion of the right hand and thumb, from which he had plateaued medically and reached maximum medical improvement. Period. No further treatment appears indicated. Period. He did find causal relationship between the work occurrence on 11/4/20 and the contusion of the right hand and thumb. Period. He, with regard to the right thumb and hand injury, there was 0% permanent partial disability of the hand. Period. He did have a subsequent injury, common injury in his right hand and cervical spine, for which he underwent cervical spine surgery. Period. New paragraph. Per your cover letter, he was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 11/13/20. Period. He complained of pain in the right thumb and hand. Period. It was noted he had a prior injury to the fifth finger. Period. He was diagnosed with a finger contusion and placed on restricted work. Period. On 11/20/20, he related only using topical rubs as opposed to any medication. Period. He was referred for occupational therapy. Period. He followed up here through 1/4/21, which he was referred for an orthopedic specialist. Period. Paragraph. On 1/26/21, he was seen by Dr. Tulipan, who diagnosed contusion of the right hand, resulting in neuropraxia of the sensory nerve to the right thumb. Period. He was advised to attend physical therapy. Period. He followed up on 3/8/21 and still had numbness in the thumb, but his pain level was at 0/10. Pretty was cleared to resume full duty and was advised to follow up in 3 months for a final evaluation. to assess the nerve recovery. Brady returned on 4/19/21 and was told surgical treatment was needed. Period. On 6/7/21, Rothman Orthopedics noted he had undergone an anterior cervical discectomy infusion, but had continued residual symptoms located at the radial aspect of his right hand. Period, he had not seen pain management, although Dr. Tulipan recommended he do so. Period. On 7/28/22, he did return to Dr. Tulipan, who reviewed the nerve conduction study from 5/13/22. Period, it demonstrated findings consistent with mild right carpal tunnel syndrome and mild right ulnar sensory neuropathy with no evidence of denervation. Period, he was told that ultimately these findings were relatively mild and not consistent with the degree of numbness and tingling in the distribution that he was experiencing. Period, Dr. Tulipan did feel the symptoms were likely a result of his cervical spine disease and offered him a steroid injection to the hand. Period. Physical exam. Upper extremity, bilateral shoulder abduction was mildly limited to 160 degrees. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired flexion of the right thumb, MCP joint, was full but elicited tenderness. Paired minor muscle testing was 5-, /5 for resisted right hand grasp and shoulder external rotation but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrists, elbows. Phalanx maneuver on the right wrist elicited a burning sensation in the thumb but was entirely negative on the left. Period. He had positive Tinel sign at the right medial and lateral epicondyles, as well as the Lechmann process that is non-physiologic. Period. This caused paresthesias in the right thumb, but he also had a positive Tinel at the left elbow medial epicondyle, which was uninjured. Period, this, that section is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a, scratch that. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a posterior longitudinal scar on the right, consistent with his surgery. Scratch that again. Inspection revealed a longitudinal scar anteriorly on the right, consistent with his surgery. Period flexion was 25 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 10 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees, and left to 60 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 11/4/20. Mark Fitzgerald's hand was struck by a heavy piece of lumber. Period, he was seen at Occupational Health on 11/13/20. Period, it was unclear whether he had sought interim treatment. Period, he was diagnosed with a contusion of the thumb. Period, he was initiated on conservative care but remained symptomatic. Period, he then saw Dr. Tulipan, who diagnosed contusion of the hand, resulting in a neuropraxia of the sensory nerve to the right thumb. Period, course of therapy was rendered. Period, as of 3/8/21, he told Dr. Tulipan his pain level was 0 out of 10, but he still had numbness in the thumb. Period, he was cleared to return to full-duty work. Period, he then was seen by Dr. Woods, who evidently performed cervical spine surgery. Period. He did undergo nerve conduction velocity study at some point. Period. The surgery was anterior cervical discectomy infusion. Period. The NCV was done on 5/13/22, showing mild right carpal tunnel syndrome and mild right ulnar sensory neuropathy with no evidence of denervation. Reader was reassured these findings ultimately were relatively mild and not consistent with the degree of numbness and tingling and the distribution that he was experiencing. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be healed scarring and decreased range of motion by the cervical spine. Period. Right thumb motion was full without crepitus, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period. There was no instability with provocative maneuvers about the right hand and thumb. Period. He had curious responses to Tinel's sign and phalanx maneuvers, as noted above. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the subject event, there was 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right thumb or statutory right hand. Period. The contusion he sustained to this area has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. What remains are his residual symptoms from neck pathology and surgery. Period. He explains that in 2021 he slipped and fell at work, injuring his neck. Brady claims to have fractured all seven of his vertebrae and developed a blood clot in his neck. Period. He states his hand was still symptomatic after the neck surgery. The surgeon thought it might help the numbness and tingling and other symptoms in his hand. Period. And that is the end.